expectation. And so our next presenter is Dr. Dawood. Dr. Dawood is a public health specialist who studies the social determinants of health, health behaviors, and violence against women with special focus on minority populations and socially marginalized groups. She's a lecturer at the Department of Public Health at Ben Gurion University of Vinegiv. Sorry, in Israel, and a research fellow at the Center for Research on Intercity Health, St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto, Canada. Her major research interests include Arab minority health in Israel. In this area, she conducts research on socioeconomic inequalities, health behaviors such as smoking among Arab men and partner violence among Arab women. Other areas of her research focus on indigenous health and immigrant health. She has a long-standing experience in health promotion as she worked for several years in the Israeli Ministry of Health, Department of Health Education Promotion, Public Health Services Division, UNICEF, and the Italian Corporation Cooperative Office in Jerusalem. Since 2009, she has served as the head of the National Council for the Health Promotion in Israel and a member of the National Council on Women's Health and other professional forums in Israel and outside the country.
Thank you so much for introducing me, Dr. Williams. And good afternoon, everyone. So this presentation actually is based on my student thesis. She's Ilsa Bergström. She's from Sweden, and she couldn't attend the conference today, so I had to do the presentation instead of her because I am attending this conference. I have other presentations. This work was actually also conducted with collaboration with another researcher from her department in Sweden. So I will start first to say that, you know, there are gender differences in participation in labor force, you know, worldwide. And this slide actually is from based on the World Bank data. And you can see that there are gender differences in participation in labor force, in all the regions in the world. But as you can see, the highest is in the Middle Eastern countries. So in the Middle East, there is a very big gap between men and women in participation in the labor force. In this slide, you can see that, you know, and here is, you know, this line is the Middle East, and the participation of women in the workforce is about 20% in the Middle East, while, you know, the world average is around 50%, and you can see that the highest participation in the workforce is in East Asia and the Pacific. And then we can see that in Sub-Saharan Africa and Europe also is very high. So the least actually participation in the labor force is among women in the Middle East. And I was looking for research that can explain why women participate less in the workforce in the Middle East, but there are no many studies about this. We assume that maybe cultural reasons could be behind this. And the previous presenter mentioned the education of women. This could be also another reason. But we see that the participation in the work, the labor force, is increasing among women. The focus of this talk is about work and health among women. And so we were looking also at the association between work and health in different countries, and we found that there are conflicting results. While some studies found that work actually benefits women's health, other studies found the opposite. And, you know, this is very interesting thing because, you know, some research found that work can make, you know, women actually work hard and make stress on them because of the overload of the family and work outside the household. So the health of the women would be actually worsening out because of the work. But other studies found, despite this, that women's health is actually improving out of their work. So, most of these studies were conducted actually in North America and Northern European countries. We didn't find any research about this in the Arab world. And so we identify a gap in research in this area. So the current study, as I mentioned before, was conducted among Arab women in Israel. So Arab women in Israel actually are highly socially vulnerable group, and their vulnerability is related basically with their minority status, and also because of their patriarchal Arab society. Their participation in the labor force is low compared to the Jewish women in Israel, and also compared to international comparisons that I showed before. But this is consistent with the participation in the labor force in the Arab world. Actually, I have to mention that before the establishment of the State of Israel, Arab women used to work more outside the household. They participated actually in the agriculture and, you know, working in the land of their families. But since the establishment of the State of Israel, there were massive confiscation of the lands. So Arab women actually stopped working. Many of them, they stopped working, and they lost their source of income. So what you see in this slide is the participation in the workforce among Arab women compared to the Jewish women. So we see there is an improvement. However, the gaps are very, very big between the two groups, 64 compared to 26. And what is interesting to see is that even among academic women, there is a gap between the Arab and Jewish women, 77 compared to 83. Now, we have to highlight this issue of education. It's very important for work, as we heard also from the previous presentation. We can see that, you know, while only 5% of the Jewish women completed high school, about 41% of the Arab women didn't complete high school. This data is from 2010, and it is based on the governmental results of a big survey about employment. Students at post-secondary education is lower among Arab women, 32 compared to 67. And also girls who finish matriculation exams, which actually meet the university requirements for entering a higher education, only 43% of the Arab girls finished these exams, while for Jewish women it's 65%. Also, we have to highlight the issue of the income and of the family among the Arab Arabs compared to the Jewish. As you can see, the poverty rate among Arab families is 53% here, and it is very consistent, long many years already. But for the Jewish families, it's about 14%. This is the poverty rate after taxes, and you know the national is about around 20%. So Arab families are much poorer and live in poverty. Arab women live in poverty much more than the Jewish family. This could be actually related to the fact that more Arab women don't participate in the workforce, and they don't contribute actually to their family's income, to their family's household. So we see that the families are more poor. I have to mention that the health status of Arab women is poorer compared to Jewish women, and you can see that it is there is a 4 years difference in life expectancy, and the gaps in life expectancy have been increasing over the years. If we look from 1975 to now, you know, the gap was about 2 years, and now it's around 4 years in life expectancy. For the causes of death, you can see that Arab women have higher rates for all causes compared to the Jewish women, but for cancer are the same. However, cancer rates, morbidity is lower among Arab women, which means their survival is higher than the Jewish women. So back to our study, with this background, our aim was actually to study the association between work and health among Arab women. We looked at three health indicators, and we actually tried to explain this association, what factors can explain it. The data was collected in 2005 and 2006 in a nationwide study. We used a random sample in that study from 35 localities, Arab localities. The age of the participants was 30 to 70, and there were only 380 women in that study. We conducted face-to-face interviews with these women using a structured questionnaire in Arabic. The study was approved by the Ethical Review Board of Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem. And the secondary analysis, so that was the original study, and the secondary analysis was approved by the Ethics Committee at Ben Gurion University. Our study framework was drawn on the literature, international literature in work and health among women. So this is the association between work and health. While age is a control variable, it's a confounder because it is associated from the one hand with work, and it is associated with health also in the other hand. So it was a control variable. The other variables you see here include education and income, which is about the socioeconomic position of women. And the stresses and support were factors that were also looked at in different research on work and health as explanatory mediators. And we used balanced diet as a proxy for behavior, health behaviors among women, because we know that many times working women, they forget about their health. They ignore their health because they have no time actually to pay attention to it. So what were our main results? First, we found that the participation in the workforce was low. Only about 20% of these women were working during the study. 80% were not working. Work was associated with age. Higher participation was found in the lower age group of 30 to 39. It was associated with the marital status, so unmarried women were working more. It was associated with education, and we see that women who are educated were working more. And women who had ownership of assets is an indicator of actually of a higher socioeconomic position of these women. So we found that women who their income was higher, they participated more in the workforce. However, health behaviors and distress factors were not associated with work. Social support was associated with work in the opposite direction. So women said that they have less social support when they're working outside the household, while women who work outside the household said they have more support. What about association between work and health? So we found in the three health indicators that we examined that women who work outside the household had better health than women who don't work. So this is the women who don't work. They had higher poor self-rated health, higher limited long-standing illness, and also higher chronic diseases compared to women who don't work outside the household. Who work outside the household. So, and then we conducted actually a multivariate analysis, and we took into consideration age, which was a control variable, and education and assets. The other factors of social support and stress, which you know were actually factors that used in international studies, were not found here as factors that were associated with the health of the woman, so we couldn't actually consider it in this analysis. But what was interesting here, that you know this association, when what it was unadjusted, the differences between poor self-rated health in women who work and don't work, it seems to be significant. This means that, you know, education and assets had a very big impact on the this association. They explain this association. And then we have the same happened when we took into consideration these factors, age, education, and assets, in the association with physical functioning. And the same happened also when we looked at the chronic diseases in multivariate analysis. So you see here that this was a strong association and it was significant, while it seems to be significant when we took into consideration education and assets. So to summarize these results, we found that the participation in the labor force among Arab women is low, and it was associated with poorer self-rated health, not working outside the household, and this association became significant when we consider age and education and assets. Now, this means that maybe that, you know, education and income could be protective factors actually for women who choose to go work outside the household. And these factors actually were not always took into consideration in international studies. I think that this is important point to say that when women go outside to work, it depends, and so when we examine the association with their health, we need to actually look what type of job they do. Is it associated with their higher education, and what income they actually gain from their work? This might be a factor that can affect their health. Also, what we found here is that the factors of for stress and for social support were not mediators in this study, while it was mediators in other studies in Scandinavia and other North American countries. And this was very important because this means that maybe these factors don't play much role here, that, you know, women maybe don't get enough support when they go outside the household to work, and maybe stress maybe is not a factor here. Maybe this is something that has to do with the Arab culture, because, you know, many times the women who go outside the household do this, you know, in addition to their work in the household, and, you know, they don't get any discount for that, so any support. So you do it for yourself, you want to go to education, you want to go to work, you do it in addition to your, but you don't get, so this is regardless of the social support, regardless of your stress, you have to have, you know, these associations. So what are, you know, the directions could be for future research in this field? I think first we have to do more research about, you know, work and health among women in general, but also among Arab women, because there is few research here. And I think that one thing that we would like really to see is what are the work conditions among women when they go actually to work, because this is very important to explain also maybe our studies. What is there in education and income that makes this work different for women when they go outside to work? And maybe we need to include larger sample. Also, we had, you know, significant results here. I think maybe if we have larger samples and maybe in other and more countries, we can have more interesting results. So thank you so much for your patience and listening.